Fair use is a legal concept that allows the Adventures in Hellworld podcast to use content from others for the purpose of criticism of that content. First Amendment, bitches.
Hello, everybody. Mike Rains here, El Lobo Solo. Gonna do the conclusion of Q, the plan to save the world. It's a magical plan. It's a plan you can trust. So I wanted to finish up this series by going over a little more of Joe M. and his history, and then we'll get into the actual final 4-odd minutes of this thing that I've managed to create way too much content out of. I didn't think 13 minutes would be worth this much, but this is the nature of bullshit. You create bullshit, and then there is this exponential effort to counter the bullshit that requires so much more work that the counter is always so much longer than the actual statement. This is kind of like, in a way, why people like this use what's called the Gish Gallop, where you have like 10 minutes to have an opening statement and you just say a bunch of bullshit. You throw out like 25 totally nonsensical claims, and then the opponent has 10 minutes to rebut them, and they get through maybe 10 of your claims. And then when they throw back to you, you're like, I got 15 more claims this guy couldn't debunk. I'm right. I win. Boom. I'm the debate champion. So that's the nature of this stuff. But anyways, the first thing I wanted to bring up was, I've mentioned this before, Joe M. was probably the most like violent, psychotic kind of guy inside the QAnon movement when it came to talking about how they wanted justice doled out. He was constantly finding new and creative ways to describe the brutality he wanted inflicted on his enemies. I've mentioned before the phrase, feet dangling in the damp Cuban twilight. That was one of my favorite things he ever said, because it's like just so evocative, and it just shows you this guy was really kind of coming up with creative ways to talk about killing people, because that's what he cared about. He loved killing. And so my favorite one that I found digging through this stuff, I never could find the original damn Cuban Twilight post. Maybe one day I will. But he was talking to Razor4455 about his bloodlust and his brutality. And he said to them, quote, "Is hanging by the neck until dead after a guilty verdict issued in a U.S. military court violent? The collapse of the trap door and jarring snap of the rope as it runs out of slack is a form of violence, comma, I concede. The movement is about justice and respecting a restored rule of law." But just, God, that guy's typing that with one hand. He's just cranking it. Just thinking about, oh yeah. And then the trap door goes, and then the rope goes taut. Yeah. And he's imagining Hillary or Obama or whoever it is that's being hung by that rope. And that's Joe M. That's our boy. That's our psychotic, bloodthirsty boy. And the end of Joe M. was, as I've mentioned before, the inauguration of Joe Biden. That was what finished the man off. He was still fighting. He was still fighting at the during the interim between Biden winning the election and Biden becoming president. One of the weird things that Joe did in this period of time was he created one account. I forget the full name. I meant to look for this before I started hitting the record button, but then I totally forgot. And then once I hit record, I was like, oh, crap. I remembered this thing I was going to talk about. But it's it was a guy named Larry, and Larry was supposed to be like some like dork ass college professor dude who was a liberal, and he gave up on the Larry gimmick, and then he came up with this, like, his avatar was like this obese, pierced up woman who was, again, supposed to be your stock liberal person, and that character was called Midnight Strider, and he ran with the Midnight Strider character for a while before he gave up on that and revealed that character is also Joe M. And basically his whole gimmick with Midnight Strider was like, oh no, Trump, looks like Trump's got a lot of evidence of the rigged election. Looks like us libs are in trouble. And I knew it was Joe M. playing a character. I'm like, don't worry, Midnight Strider. Biden's going to get sworn in, and it's all going to be great. So it was, that was our little experience, our little silly relationship with his dumb characters. Oh, I found another violent one that is great. So he, at this point, is President-elect Joe M. If you missed out on this magical moment, again, between the election of Biden and Biden taking office, basically QAnon got very upset at the fact that the media was calling Joe Biden president-elect, which is what the media does after every candidate wins the election. They're declared the president-elect. And basically, all these people were screaming and yelling and pissing and moaning about how only after January 6th, only after the Electoral College vote is certified, are you actually president-elect. And none of this shit means anything until then. And I got very mad that Joe Biden was using the office of the president-elect to, like, post stuff. That was a tradition actually started by Obama, and then Trump upheld that tradition when he had beaten Hillary. He posted stuff from the office of president-elect as he got ready to take office the first time. And then when he lost to Biden, Biden kept up the thing of office of president-elect. So basically the point of this is that a lot of QAnon promoters changed their screen names to president-elect and then my name, because until January 6th, this is all just fucking bullshit. Anyone can call themselves president-elect. You're fucking liberal bullshit. Yeah, so anyways, President-elect Joe M. says, quote, what are crimes against humanity? Pretty bad stuff, right? How about poisoning the weak and defenseless and cremating them in ovens at scale? That might carry a hefty punishment. I'm sure you'll agree. Well, that is exactly what insurgent governors like Whitmore, Cuomo, Murphy, and Newsom did when they deliberately infected and killed 50,000 seniors just to push up the COVID-19 death toll, all to make the case for mail-in ballots they needed to cheat President Trump out of his second term. Wait, it gets worse. They then registered the dead grandmothers and grandfathers to vote. Hang them. Hang them all. That was the end of that, is all caps. That's why I yelled it. Sorry if that, like, startled your ears. So, that's our boy Joe M. He says he's freaking out. So what happens after a while, he then eventually posted a bunch of things where he was just like, look, man, there's no goddamn way Biden's winning this thing. We're like, that's just it. Like, it's just etched in stone. Biden's not going to get the W here. And these posts, I'll start with this one because I'm saving the big one for the end. He's president-elect Joe M. at this point. This is 11/14, so we're a little over a bit a week after the election. There's 100% chance Biden loses the 2020 election. If I am wrong, I will live stream my cult deprogramming therapy. Which he never did. You'll be shocked to find out. And then he then posted also, it is mathematically impossible that Biden will ever be president, which is a quote tweet of another tweet that he posted saying, I watched the plan every single day since October 28th, 2017. I ignored all the bread and circuses, all the fake news, all the filler, and all the fluff. What I saw unfold was a military-grade operation of incomprehensible precision. You can hashtag trust the plan because we already won, which he posted that on June 11th, 2019. And the final one, which is one of my favorite, this was my wallpaper on Twitter for a while, was from, again, President-elect Joe M. If Trump loses, then Q failed. Since that is not possible, there is no way Trump can lose. So yeah, this is that was where his headspace. That was where he was at in his headspace. Good old Joe M. Oh, I found a Midnight Strider quote tweet. He, Midnight Strider, again, fat, lady, glasses, I'm a tiny avatar, so I can't see the piercings, but I know that's what it was. Oh, Midnight Smiter. That's what he was calling her back then. I know you will, hashtag President Biden. Ignore the haters who criticize you for a lifetime of politics with no positive results. I know you were just figuring things out, and I now know you truly know how to get things done. Welcome to the White House. And then a bunch of happy emojis. And I replied to that, and I said, what about the Midnight character that keeps you focused and able to live the gimmick in a way you were unable to do with Larry? Do you consider Larry a failure, or are you going to workshop him for a return down the line? So, yeah, that was me and Joe. Joe talked to me back in the day. I remember, like, the first time Joe engaged me, I was like, I didn't really have that many followers. I wasn't on Twitter that long. And I was like, oh, shit. It was like a boss had, like, jumped down and started a fight with me in a video game. Like, wait. I'm like, wait, no, I haven't leveled up enough yet. And then after a few minutes, I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's a moron. He's a QAnon believer. Don't be scared of him. Just punch him. Just punch him. He'll go down because they got nothing. None of them got anything. So, I mean, that's just that's the way it is. So, anyhow, when we last left the plan was planinating, and the Q team was looking for a candidate because as they had figured out, if they just staged a coup and took over America, Americans might get sad and hurt themselves in their confusion. Because a military coup, we might not understand why this was happening and why Hillary Clinton had to be taken away to be sentenced for her crimes of baby eating. So yeah, now we talked about how we're going to need a decisive victory, a dominating, again, Hillary won by 3 million votes. In any logical system, Donald Trump never would have been president. America sucks. There you go. You can take that that quote out of context. Boom. You got me. I said America sucks. I hate America. So yeah. But anyhow, we need a great candidate that can beat Hill Dog and make America great again. So hit us with it.
Patriots in the U.S. military and their global partners asked Trump to run for president so they could take back control of America legitimately without alarming the public.
Now, what's really important about this is that this is Joe basically just riffing off of the like original Q drops, because this is Q drop 14. And Q drop 14 is a bunch of bullshit, blah, 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 blah. It's a very long Q drop. Q doesn't really write a lot of stuff, but sometimes he gets on a real, like, long-winded speech. And here we go. It says, was Trump asked to run for president? Why? By who? Was HRC Hillary next in line? Was the election supposed to be rigged? Did good people prevent the rigging? Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate? Has POTUS ever made a statement that did not be proven as true fact? What is POTUS in control of? What one organization left isn't corrupt? Why does the military play such a vital role? Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Who guards former presidents? Why is that relevant? Who guards Hillary? HRC. Why is Antifa allowed to operate? Why hasn't the Muslim Brotherhood here, abbreviated as MB, classified as a terrorist organization? What happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? What happens if police, mayors, chiefs do not enforce the law? What authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Why is this important? What is Mueller's background, military? Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent tampering? How is POTUS always five steps ahead? Who is helping POTUS? So this whole Q drop is about how Q team pulled Trump in and said, look, man, we need you to be the public face of our operation. We need you to win this election for us because you're so popular and beloved by the American people that you're the guy that can get the job done, get in the big chair, and then we can start arresting all the baddies. And you'll also notice that little, what is Mueller's background? Military, again, at this point, this is Q drop 14. Q was still running with the Robert Mueller white hat theory until that like blew up in his face. And then it was Robert Mueller black hat after that. And so this story It's very funny. I had a big argument with a QAnon promoter, and I was like, look, man, like the QAnon mythos is that the military begged Trump to run and helped him win. And this guy was like, no way, bro. Like, Trump won all on his own, and even like posted a meme. He like posted like a poll where he like put his thumb on the scale, and it was like, did Trump have help winning 2016? And it was like, yes, and like, no way. And I just rolled my eyes because it was like just so obviously desperate that the guy did not want the poll to go the way reality would state in QAnon world. Because again, QDrop 14, Q literally is saying the Q team, they're meeting with Trump, and Trump's like, well, I ain't going to run for president because it's rigged against me. And Q team's like, bro, we got this. We'll beat the rig. You're good. You're going to get a clean shake. I love the idea of that. I love the idea that they didn't rig it for Trump, that like Q team was just like, look, man, you're going to run for president and we're going to get a fair result. And if Hill Dog beats you, well, we'll just try to figure it out from there. But hopefully you win. I mean, so yeah. So this is tying Trump to the Q drops and leading people down that path because, as I said, the 9 minutes and 10 seconds into this 13-minute video, it's finally when Trump's name gets dropped. This video is not for MAGA. This video is for Illuminati people. This is for people that are deep in conspiracy theory rabbit holes. This video is telling these people, hey, conspiracy person, you should support Donald Trump because he's the guy that's going to make all your dreams come true. He's going to save the world and beat the bad guys for you. So get on the board. Like, back Trump in his play, and let's all be happy. Now let's listen to a little more of this happy story of Donald Trump saving the world from the bad guys.
Trump was a good choice, obviously, because he overcame the voter fraud and won. But he was a patriot, and he was loved and admired by the public. He was not interested in joining the cabal, because they hated America, and he did not agree with them on that point.
I love that line. I love that line. It's such a weird thing to say. Like, I'm just writing, imagine writing out the script from Joe M. And he says, and he gets to a point where he's like, the bad guys hate America, but Trump doesn't hate America. I just love thinking about that, like, situation where Donald Trump is at the Illuminati resort and he, Hillary, Bill, George Soros, they're eating their grilled babies, they're sacrificing small children to Moloch, and someone at the baby eating event, it's just like, man, these babies are really delicious. And Trump's like, yeah, your cook did an incredible job. Usually they burn the arms and legs, but nope, these are tender, juicy baby. It's great. It's incredible. And then Bill or Hillary is just like, man, I just burned an American flag because I fucking hate America. And Donald Trump's like, you shut your mouth about hating America. I just love that he disagreed with them on that point. Because like, Trump was cool with 95% of what the Illuminati believes in. But when it comes to hating America, Donald Trump is like, no bueno, I love America. It's just such a weird, weird line. He disagreed with them on that point. Just, yeah, Donald Trump, he has a lot of common ground with the Illuminati. But when it comes to America hatred, nope, gotta love America. And I also love the idea, like, this video is just so full of, like, the American people love Donald Trump. He's so great. He's the bee's knees and the cat's pajamas. And it's just this really weird thing where QAnon is this world where the normies, which is the majority of Americans, are, like, these sort of annoying liberal dipshits. But at the same time, the vast majority of Americans also fanatically love Donald Trump, and that's why he wins elections, because he's just so incredibly, overwhelmingly popular. So you just have that dichotomy where it's just like, the vast majority of Americans are stupid liberals, but also the vast majority of Americans love Donald Trump. So, I mean, you can't even square that circle. It makes no sense. It's cognitive dissonance that QAnon just ignores because their whole system of belief would crumble if they didn't. And we'll do the first commercial break here back in a second.